This is the Steve Cochran Show.
WGN Radio is the sound of Chicago.
720 WGN.
Almost hurt myself.
You okay?
Jay Ferguson, Little Thunder Island. Andre, joining us in studio, Josh Hale, CEO of Big Shoulders, and Mike Melendrez from St. Francis de Sales. How many times, Andre, do you go, you run across people and you go, oh, God, you know, I know there's a problem with, you know, kids in the schools, and the schools are in tough situations, but what can I do?
Absolutely. We talk about this weekly. We do on the show.
So what you can do is you can see a problem and fix a problem. Mikey, how are you? Let's start with you.
Doing well. Thanks for having us.
You find it odd that I just mentioned I called you Mikey?
Slightly.
Thought you knew each other.
But it's your house.
Would you prefer Michael? Would that be better?
No, Mike would be great.
All right, so we'll go to Mike. That's fine. Mike, St. Francis de Sales, this was your school. Take me back. When were you there?
I graduated from St. Francis de Sales in 1990.
And what shape was the school in then?
You know, it was in pretty good shape. It was, when I was there, it was about 800 kids serving, you know, working class people. It was the kids of firemen, policemen, carpenters, you know, blue collar type families.
Sure. And what shape is the school in today?
Today, it's in really good shape, but it's because of work that we've done over the last few years. What's really changed is the neighborhood. We've, we went from having steel mills all around us, a bunch of access to a lot of jobs, and that access just isn't there anymore. And so while we still serve a working class neighborhood, their access to the jobs is a lot less, so their need for assistance is a lot greater.
But this got to be a 911 situation because the school got down to what, 20, 30, 40, 50 kids?
We got down below 100. We're at 125 now. And so we've got a great plan in place right now with a new leader in the school with a lot of new initiatives going on.
And you guys,
and did you know? Go ahead, Andre.
You're right, though, Steve. Like bouncing off of that, too, smaller classes and more specialized too. You get programs like the arts and things like that for the kids.
Yeah, the arts is back. We just added Latin as a language into the school.
Nice.
Added two new AP classes for this past year. So it's been watching what's going on in the building is amazing.
You're making the kids take Latin because you're mad at them? What's the story there?
Right.
I mean, I thought this was a good story, Mike.
If I had to take Latin and Greek roots, they do too.
I understand. All right, so when did this get to a situation where, you know, this is something we're going to need help, and then you bring in Josh Hale, who's here with us, CEO of Big Shoulders?
You know, it was a number of years back. We were looking at what we needed to do with the school to help with enrollment. And when we assessed it, what we saw is that the neighborhood still loved the school, but the families just couldn't afford it. They couldn't afford to have their kids come in. Every family that I met, they sat across the table from us and they said, "Hey, we'd love this. Tell me what I need to do, but I can't afford this full tuition." And so we needed to find a plan to make this financially more accessible to these families. And that's when, we started to develop our relationship with Big Shoulders, which has grown tremendously over the years.
So Big Shoulders Fund, Josh, does what?
Big Shoulders Fund was founded about 30 years ago at the encouragement of Cardinal Bernardine and a group of business and civic leaders who said these inner city schools like St. Francis de Sales, are first and foremost community-based organizations that help build social cohesion, hold neighborhoods together, but also they provide a tremendous education at a low cost and are really a value add for the city. And so they started raising funds to, at the onset, provide scholarships. And today we provide all sorts of supports from academic programming, enrollment management, as Mike talked about, helping students access it, as well as helping to run the business of the school. And so we support about 77 inner-city Catholic schools with about 20,000 children in them, 80% minority, about 70% living in poverty. But these schools do a tremendous job of helping these children realize a path to a brighter future, you know, the American dream that we talk about. And so working with St. Francis de Sales was a natural, and really the heroes of the story down there in this school getting stronger and stronger, you know, Mike Melendrez, St. Francis de Sales, but also the great team down there in the community.
And Steve, as you know, 100% of all the funds, that's the best part of Big Shoulders, goes right toward the program and
right toward
the school. You don't keep a penny.
We don't. And that was the, I can brag about it because I had nothing to do with it, was the brilliance of the founders of Big Shoulders said, how do we ensure that this institution lives to always be there for a school like St. Francis de Sales? And so we have an endowment that ensures that all of our operating expenses are covered. So if you give a dollar to Mike right now, we don't take anything. It goes directly to school.
I'm going to give you a 10. How's that?
Perfect. I'll take it.
We like the multiplier effect. Yeah. If you stay with Mike long enough, that might go higher. So be careful. Be very careful.
I tell you what, if I give him 100, I can call him Mikey.
There you go, yeah.
Now we're talking.
For 20, I think we can get there, but we'll go with 100.
So Josh, you mentioned the endowment, but is the endowment fully funded, or are you still
the endowment is thankfully we've got tremendous leadership. At the top of it is a guy by the name of Jim O'Connor, John Canning, and Monsignor Vila, who really are the leadership along with a strong board. But we have an endowment about $45 million, which helps enormously. But we also raise, on the margin, about $18 to $20 million a year to support these schools. And it's a lot of money. It's a lot of resources. But when you think about having a graduation rate that's over almost 100%, 95%, and then you say, well, how many of those kids, Josh, actually show up in college? And really close to 90% of those children actually show up in college the year following high school graduation, and they persist year after year. And so our graduation rate, this is all third-party research, is twice the national rate. And then for African-American and Hispanic, it's three times the national rate. And so when you think about what St. Francis de Sales means, it's a lot of work to keep an inner-city Catholic school open. And, if you look at Mike's hours, family, work in St. Francis, I don't think his wife and his job would like to see how much time he puts in down there to keep it going. But that's what it takes. And
It's all about the equity, because that goes to the scholarship piece of this, too. Because if you give a kid a scholarship to get in, that kid's got to do the job. They've earned their way in, but now they've got to earn their way to stay in by doing the work and getting it done, right?
That's exactly. And we have scholarship. We have about 5,000 or 6,000 children in scholarship in any given year. And part of it is the scholarship. But we also find mentors for these children. In fact, my wife and I are presenting at a group tomorrow night at our parish to talk about, that all of us are frustrated right now by the challenges of children getting a great education, the challenges of the violence in our city. And, one step we can all do is to become a mentor, to actually spend time with a child. And that,
Amen.
That requires no money, no resources. Now, we certainly would love the scholarship financing, but, on the way in here, Mike was talking to a young man that he mentored, who's now in college. That's the dream. And it was because Mikey shared time and energy with him.
That's going to stick.
Shared time and energy with him. And I watch those relationships, and everybody's nervous getting into them. How can I help this child? It's just a relationship like anything else. It's time and energy, and what a difference that makes. And I think for Chicago, we can all pitch in and make a difference in that way.
The $45 million sounds like a lot of money, but it goes very quickly when you're talking about educating kids. Can you guys, either one of you, break down what it costs to educate a student?
It does. Well, I can talk, across our schools, in the elementary and the high school. The elementary schools, we are educating children on the margin for about $5,000, just a little bit over $5,000. At the high school level, per student, and then at the high school level, it's a little bit closer to $7,000. That's a pretty low cost relative to, costs in other structures. And they're all different. But, to help a child get through the schools in the margin, these families are willing to sacrifice. I always think of it as a partnership that, you have a donor that's willing to give $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000 towards a scholarship, and you have a parent or a guardian willing to put in $1,000 or $2,000. They're giving up something. They're not having cable. They're not getting the new car. They're not doing something.
Sure.
And so everybody chips in, and in that way, and with the school and the principal and the leadership, we got a child going to a great school.
Mike Melendrez, I'm sure you're a modest guy, but if I'm you, I hope you take a minute to pat yourself on the back to really save and be a part of the story that saved your school.
I try to be modest. It's a lot of fun to watch what's going on at the school, but I think the credit goes to the people in the school and to the families. The families sacrifice a ton to get their kids to be able to go to this school. As Josh said, a large percentage of the families that Big Shoulder supports live below the poverty line. So to put in a few thousand dollars into education is really hard, but it pays off. So last year we had 33 children graduate from our school, and they generated $3.1 million in college scholarships. And so, they put a lot in, but they get a lot out of it. And so it's a lot of hard work for them, a lot of sacrifice, and the kudos should go to them.
And every kid you give an opportunity to maximize their life and turn out to be a functional, happy, family-driven, tax-paying adult. We all benefit from all of it.
Amen.
What do you guys say to, because Mike, you've experienced this story, but Josh, you do this every day. What do you say to people who are listening, you know, who go, well, you know, I'd like to help a school here or there, and they don't know about Big Shoulders Fund or maybe some of the other folks that do what you do? How do you inspire them?
You know, I, as you were saying, you know, thanking Mike, I think that's the answer. I think that Mike is a hero for doing this, and he's very humble, and he doesn't. But I've watched the, his energy and enthusiasm. It's hard to spend a minute with Mike and not get excited about, you know, this mission and the difference it's making. And I think that we'd love to have, you know, anybody come and visit the schools with us, to meet some of the students, to see these local heroes, these community heroes that every day are on the front lines of this mission. And I think you go to that, and that, that joy that they exude from this mission, we all drink it in and it fills us up. And so it's very simple. You know, www.bigshouldersfund.org. Visit there, our contact information. We'd love to have you visit a school and to get a glimpse into the difference and how easy it is to jump on board and to go from fretting about the challenges of the city to, you know, taking it on and saying we're making a difference together.
So many of these kids have said this is their safe place.
That's exactly.
They're seeing their friends being shot or killed or,
exactly
or worse. So this is a safe haven for them. So
that's a reality. You go to these schools and it's, you know, so easy to forget because you go in and you see love and nurturing. But you say to them, how many of you have someone in your family who have been shot or have been affected by violence? And, you know, hands, you just, it's hard to imagine at that age.
I was on a tour of the school about a month ago, and I was with a student. And while we're on the tour, he and I broke off, and he said to me, he's like, hey, I'm glad we have a chance to talk. I'm like, what's going on? And he says, one of my friends was killed this weekend. And it was like it was second nature, and he had said it had happened the year before. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and I said to him, I'm like, but you're just here with me. And he's like, the reason I'm able to do this is because the school wraps itself around me at each level. It could be a teacher, it could be a guidance counselor, and that's what he's able to deal with then. And I just got a note about him yesterday. He's been accepted to six different colleges.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Nah, it's unbelievable.
So cool.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
Andrea, last word.
Give Back Day. That's coming up at Leo, right?
That's exactly right.
April 8th. Okay.
We have a big Shoulders Fund Service Day this coming Saturday, Leo High School. If you want to go to it, go to our website. You can sign up right online, or you can call me directly at 312-751-5395. We will get you plugged in.
It's a great organization.
Thank
gentlemen,
you very much.
Thank you. And Mike, great to meet you. Great to meet you, Josh. And Mike, you know, when Sandberg came to me and said, you know, she knew you and knew about this story, two things occurred to me. One, it's a great story. And one, is there anything you'd like to share about Sandberg that we should know?
I think I'm supposed to not say anything very disclosing there.
You're afraid of her as well?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay,
very intimidating.
Yes.
Mike is very smart.
Right.
You can tell.
Yep,
he's wicked smart.
So, all right, back after this. Thank you, gentlemen. Keep up the good work.
Thank
God
you very much.
Both of you.